This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Some great time just to honor our veterans. Honor those people who sacrificed for our country on Memorial Day. We appreciate everybody. At baseballs, at BB isn't boring. Baseball isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. That's the socials. We're going to keep them coming. We kept the podcast coming all throughout the weekend, and we're going to keep on coming throughout the week. Today is a guy who might have been in the news when you woke up. Maybe, perhaps, Rob Refsnyder. Rob Refsnyder of the Boston Red Sox. He basically called out his team saying, you know, they weren't very good. He's calling out his team. He stood in front of his locker after their loss in Milwaukee. Here's exactly what Rob Refsnyder said.
I don't really care about promise, and I just, we lost. Yeah, it's frustrating. Tired of losing. Tired of losing close games. We just need to figure it out and win some games, bottom line. It's not for lack of effort or, you know, work ethic, game planning. It's just, you know, we're not doing it. We suck right now. We got to just be better.
All right. So there you go. Have it. Rob Refsnyder, leader of the Boston Red Sox, trying to get things on the right track. But why he's doing that, he's also been really, really good. I wanted to sit down with Rob because he's a really good story this year of a guy who is playing very well in the opportunities that he has. 941 OPS and 34 years old, a guy who has been around a while. And as we talk about in the podcast, what I'm fascinated is when you have this confluence of experience, skill, ability, all of that, and it basically comes through in results. That's what's interesting to me. That this guy is having maybe his best year or best production of his entire career at the age of 34. That's what we're talking about. So we sit down with Rob to figure out the what's what when it comes to that. I think it's a great conversation. It's a great conversation. Just so happens that it happens is dropping on the day that Rob Refsnyder's in the news. For, as like we said, it's for being a leader in that clubhouse, which is never a bad thing. All right. At BB isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. Rate, review, subscribe, all of the above. We appreciate appreciate producer Evan for all the hard work that he does as well. Here you go. Here's Rob Refsnyder.
There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to right now than Rob Refsnyder. to lie. So you just started your show off with a lie. That's concerning.
It's truth. I'm 100% of the time, it's true 100% of the time. This continues a streak of being true. I appreciate you talking to me.
Yeah.
I appreciate all that you are. And I want to talk about the evolution of you. Can I talk about the evolution of you?
Sure, sure. How far back are we going?
So you were born.
Okay.
No, so I was doing, because I'm a pro and I do research, which means Googling Rob Refsnyder, baseball savant.
Yeah.
Have you done that this year?
Yeah, it's a great website. I mean, shout out to whoever runs that. I know a lot of us use it, and it's great. You can't really hide from how you're doing anymore. it's right in your face.
I gotta be honest with you, I don't understand the new feature they have.
Which one?
The thing with the biomechanical, the stick figure thing.
Yeah.
Do you get that? Or you guys, I know you get that information. Yeah,
we use Hawkeye mostly, which is, they have it here, and they can track how your body's been moving.
It shows like a stick figure, right?
Yeah, and it's super helpful. I mean, you know, sometimes you're up there and you feel certain things and then it doesn't really match up, or you do feel some things and it matches up, and then you can kind of try to correct it right away, and then you can see, you know, if it's matching up the way you want to with your body. But I mean, we love all those tools.
I remember the part seeing Christian Campbell in spring training, like comparing him to last year. Like his leg was coming way in, and then, you know, in spring training, and that wasn't what he was doing before. So it's that type of thing. I'm just trying to bring the technology to the common folks.
No, yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm sure, you know, a lot of the baseball fans have gotten golf lessons, and, you know, you can track how you're swinging and things like that. It's very similar in baseball, if not even more so for us than an average golf lesson. But yeah, it's really cool. So sometimes you can get into a lot of trouble diving a little bit too deep.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because
Not me. I mean, I understand. I had some really good teammates who, I mean, this was a long time ago, but just like kind of chasing the ghosts of your body, because your body changes every year. You go through injuries. Your body's just changing. You're slowing down. Maybe you're speeding up. So chasing a lot of fields from years past can be really dangerous, because your body's just ultimately a different body. You
know? Well, that's the thing. Everyone says, well, just go back and look at video of when you were going good. Mm-hmm. But it's not that easy.
Yeah, for whatever reason, like my hand pump and load changes, you know, year to year. You know, it was very self-taught at first, so it was very, you know, it matched up to kind of what I wanted. And then You kind of fall into the trap of, you think it's a part of your everyday swing, and then it changes, and that goes for a lot of different things about my swing. So I do like watching video when I'm swinging, and I try not to swing too much, but just trying to match up some feels and things like that on video, but ultimately not getting too obsessed with it, because, you know, it can't be perfect, and at the end of the day, you're just up there to go in the box and compete and try to have a good at-bat for the team.
So I can go to Baseball Savant and give my takeaways for you.
Yeah.
What's your takeaways from it? Because you probably look at it in a much more intelligent way than I do.
Yeah. The first year I learned about Baseball Savant was a shout out to Josh Donaldson. I was teammates with him. And Donaldson was great to me. He took a lot of time to help me just talk about baseball or learn about the swing. And obviously, you know, when Josh was MVP of that year, I think it was like 2017, I think everyone studied his video and, you know, kind of wanted to try to emulate a lot of things that Josh was doing. And ultimately you just couldn't, you know, he was such a great athlete in the box and he was so smart about the swing. And I feel like Josh is one of the main guys that kind of like really helped drive the conversation forward about mechanics and some other things and like bat path and whatever. But he was on Savant in 21, and a lot of his stuff was bright red, and I think statistically it wasn't matching up to how well he was hitting the ball. He was hitting the ball really hard, and I just kind of basically asked him what he was looking at, and then he pulled up my page and it looked like the Polar Express. It was it was freaking Arctic blue, and he was like, oh, that's really dog shit.
I heard that before.
He was like, oh, that's really dog shit, man. Like, I can't believe you're a big leaguer. I'm like, oh, man, this is really bad. But No, it was a nice, you know, like you can actually see how you're doing. And I was not doing that great. I was doing some things okay. I think earlier in my career, I wouldn't chase outside the zone very much. You know, I would make contact. You know, I had a pretty good strike zone awareness, which I felt like mechanically when my swing was really, really bad and I really had no idea what I was doing at times, helped me keep afloat a little bit, just because as a bench guy, I think managers want like a consistent at-bat and a bat that makes sense with the game. And, you know, I wasn't chasing that much and I was probably seeing a bunch of pitches, but, you know, I was either walking or hitting a, you know, a single, maybe backside or hooking a ball or something, but it wasn't, you know, there wasn't much damage, so.
But now you've jumped to this.
Yeah,
it's like Mr. Heat Miser. Like,
yeah, it's
off in a song right
it's
now.
It's a little flipped right now. You know, I think as a platoon guy, you really ultimately don't know how much you're going to be playing, when you're going to be playing, because it's really dictated for me off, you know, when a lefty starter is coming in or, you know, a certain matchup later in the game, maybe early in the game. So ultimately, you don't really know, so you just try to prepare as much as possible every day. So I think sometimes you lose the ability to not chase as much because, you know, the strike zone, your awareness of the strike zone is a little bit different. You're trying to feel the batter's box, kind of feel what the pitcher's trying to do to you, and ultimately know what a ball and strike is. So it's a lot going on at kind of one time, but I think the older I get, the more I realize some pitches I can handle, some I don't handle as well, and you know, when to take a little bit of a chance and when to shorten up and try to drive the ball the other way. And it's you know, just the old cliche cat and mouse game is a little bit more in play, I guess.
But I look at it, so I looked at it, and again, please tell me if I'm full of hooey. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about. But it looks like you're elevating the ball more. Obviously, like, pull side elevation is, like, couldn't be any more bright red.
Yeah.
And that obviously leads me to say, well, yeah, you've been good at doing that in the past, but now you're even better.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you've tweaked heading in this year or tweaked? Because, you know, it's the evolution of you. It comes back to that, right?
I feel like earlier in my career, I didn't know some of the pitch shapes that could help produce pulling the ball a little bit more and leverage counts, or, you know, there's ultimately some pitchers that I go up there and I know I cannot pull this guy and I shouldn't try to pull this guy. And, but really, it sounds crazy, but at the end of the day, my stock approach, I talk to a lot of hitters I really admire and respect and look up to and study, and a lot of them are very similar, which makes me feel good about it, but I just try to hit a line drive over to the second baseman's head. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have to kind of understand if you're an underpath guy, over the path guy, down and across, or up and over. So the way my body naturally positions itself is, like, I kind of tilt back and my head's, like, behind my core. So I think if a lot of, the Red Sox fans watch my setup, I try to, like, set my shoulders, like, they're a little bit going down just to counteract how naturally my body sits. Mm. So earlier in my career, I would try to hit, you know, more of a line drive to center, but I would drop under the ball right away, and then my bat would be rolling up through the zone as the ball was coming in, so that created a lot of topspin to left field. And, you know, you can't hit the ball hard, or you can hit the ball hard to left field, but you're not going to produce many extra base hits with a lot of topspin. So I had to learn through a lot of really good hitting coaches, you know, kind of how my bat body sat, and then the Hawkeye kind of helped.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, this is probably something that you locked on to because of this technology, right?
The Edgertronic cameras really helped me study
the slow motion,
how, you know, my bat was coming, you know, up in the zone so much. So I really try to set my shoulders pretty neutral and down, unless it's like a righty sinker guy. And I most of the time I just try to hit, you know, a nice line drive over second base. I remember watching a lot of Freddie Freeman video, and he talked about hitting like a soft line drive in BP at the shortstop or ground ball even. For me, if I try to hit a ground ball, I get a little too across. So it's mostly a stock approach of hitting a line drive over second, and then you know, letting some off speed pull itself. But there are times where you got to really step on a guy if he's got a great fastball, and you got to anticipate a fastball coming into you and maybe trying to drive it a little bit or get the bat head out a little bit more. But unfortunately now the pitchers throw so damn hard that to get to a fastball, you know, you got to anticipate a fastball, and you know,
some more people, so than when you were first coming up.
Yeah, I mean, my first year was 2015, and even so, in the minor leagues, you know, the fastball velocities were not even close to what they are today, for just being honest. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot more time to see the ball and react that way. And now it's like, you know, Dobbins' first pitch of the game was 98 the other day, and we just called him up, and you know, he's got a lot of promise, and you know, you just see starters like that in AAA a lot.
And no one even talks about it. Like, that's a weird thing. I remember, you know, I always use this example that how this guy in spring training, this guy named Alan Webster, he was dropped into camp in 2013. He was just a guy from the Dodgers, and he was throwing 99, and literally that was a storyline for 4 weeks.
This
guy throwing 99, and going back, you know, there's other guys, Daniel Bard, whoever. But now it's like you just said, it's like Hunter Dobbins, oh, he starts at 98, okay.
Yeah, you have great perspective on it. You've been covering baseball a long time. It's just the velocities are just, you know, I think unfortunately, a guy that's been, you know, playing for a little bit, it is, you know, when you hear older generations talking about how the strikeouts are up and just put the ball in play, and it's, I don't think we're ultimately trying to strike out. It's just the pitch, the velocity, the inside velocity. You know, if you have to step on it, and, you know, they're doing a great job tunneling, and they do a great job of, you know, mastering pitch shapes in the off season and making everything relatively look the same. So it's just so challenging. And then you kind of get to a point where I think baseball's gotten, you know, I think they're right though. Like, there are too many strikeouts, but ultimately, are you going to get 3 or 4 base hits in an inning off some of this stuff? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So it's like the cat and mouse.
So you gotta
of like
the most of your
the cat and mouse of like, do you really want to step on some pitches and try to drive them, or do you want to like kind of be in between and then not have a, because it's so hard to be in between now. You know, their velocity is 75, 85, 95. Those three tiers, it's tough to be in between all those. But I can safely say that the pitching from when I first started to now, it's incredible, and it's only getting better.
But, you know, to come back to you is sort of, you know, the quest as an athlete is to find the sweet spot of education, experience, and physical ability. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? And so I know it's early in the year, but you're hitting the ball, I think, better than you ever has mm-hmm. have. You know, you all the things that you talked about, you're educated in this. And this is, I don't know if you saw this coming, I mean, or not. I mean, this is, for you, this is a great thing because of all these things, right? You're always going to get better, and you might have a couple of weeks where you don't feel great, whatever. But still, as we sit here right now, like, all these things you're talking about and your physical ability is allowing you to be the best version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. It's nice for you to say all those things. But I think ultimately, like, you just, I never really had an ego about my game. I always knew I could get better and should get better. And I think when I was younger, I just listened a lot and kind of just sat in the cage and listened to a lot of people that I really looked up to and took notes, and then ultimately read those notes a lot in the off season. And I hit a lot when I was younger and when I was coming up, and I had a lot of different feels and cues and things like that, but I really didn't know you know, why some of those things were working at the times, and then other times it wouldn't work. But I just took a lot of notes, and you know, in my phone or in a notebook. And then, like I mentioned before, I met some really, really good coaches, and they really slowed it down and helped me start understanding, you know, how my body's set up, but, you know, what good mechanics look like, and some things I should be focusing on. And, you know, I look back at my career and I give all the credit to those people, because if I didn't ultimately meet, you know, I can name off a bunch of people. Mm. Like in 19, I met Cody Atkinson with the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Reds. I think he's the hitting coordinator. I could be wrong with the Rangers now. Borgs, who's the hitting coach here, I met him in Minnesota. He saved my career. My career would be over if it wasn't for him. He's now the head guy with the Twins. And then Borgs and Fatsy worked together with the Twins. So that communication was great when I came here. Mm-hmm. And when I signed with the Red Sox, I had a couple teams that, you know, they really just wanted me to fill in. And if somebody got hurt, I'd go up and have some competitive at-bats, play defense, and then, you know, probably get DFA'd or something. But I was really, I really wanted to go to a team that thought I could get better and had tools to help me get better, and had a conversation with Pete, you know, and I was all in. I think he really, you know, I owe all my success here to Pete and the hitting department here.
So a year ago, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, you had dabbled with the idea of not even playing going forward, right? That was about a year ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you remember like what your mindset was and how that changed?
Well, really, it was just the conversation of last year was my last like guaranteed deal with here, and then they had the team option. So it was more just if they didn't pick up my team option, I didn't really know, you know, what kind of interest other teams would have, or the Red Sox had interest. So it was more so that just I didn't really know the future, and I was, you know, if no one had interest, then yeah, I'd go on and do the next thing. So, but I'm happy I'm here, and this is my last year here, I guaranteed. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But
it would be fair to say, sort of like where you've landed at this time of year is different from where you landed this time of year last year. I don't know. Maybe it isn't. I mean, because you're doing well this year. You're proving that you're at the height of your powers. I don't know if that changed, even though this is the last year of committed here, that changes your perspective of you or not. Or is it just like wait and see?
It's just wait and see. You know, I have a lot of things outside of baseball that I'm, you know, very happy with. My kids are getting older, and my son will be starting, you know, school next year, so they won't be able to travel as much. But yeah, no, I'm just super thankful to be a Boston Red Sox. I love it here. We love the city. The fans have been nothing but great to me. So and I love the staff here. They've treated me so fairly, and the communication's been amazing for my 4 years here. And yeah, so no, we'll see. I mean, I'm honestly just focused on the day-to-day stuff, and we got some lefty relievers that I'll, after this, I'll prepare for and just get ready for the next task, I guess.
I've been asking some guys, like Zach Eflin the other day, about overcoming adversity. Mm-hmm. And I think, because I've been thinking a lot about it with younger players, like Christian or whoever, younger players,
yeah,
first time in your life, you don't succeed. Mm-hmm. I don't know when that was for you, because you were a very good college player, obviously. And
yeah,
and what that's like for a player. Do you remember, and what advice you can give to a player? Because, again, a lot of times for really, really good baseball players, that comes with a third deck in the stands.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think now the average time for a lot of these guys in the minor leagues is a lot shorter. You know, I think that happened after COVID. It kind of accelerated a lot of the development and things like that. And I think with all the tools and technology that we have now, you're seeing these just uber talented players just ascend through the ranks. Just and it's really cool to see. You know, it's I think surrounding yourself with a lot of people with a lot of experience in baseball, whether it's in the front office or ultimately playing for a long time, I think with the organization I grew up or kind of grew with, we had a lot of really, really incredible baseball lifers that were always around.
That's the Yankees.
Yeah, and yeah, just always, you know, instilling a lot of, you know, help and advice and tips. And I knew I was at the ballpark for ultimately a long part of the day, so I would kind of just sit and listen to them and hopefully pick their brain enough where they didn't get annoyed of me and things like that. But my first year in pro ball, I didn't hit very well. It was after the College World Series.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's coming off of you raising awards.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was very humbling. You know, you think you know a little bit about hitting or how to approach and things, and then you face a lot of pitchers that have stuff that you've never even seen before. And no, it was a great experience, because I learned that I sucked and I needed to get better. And so I took all the video from that year and just...
But you had never gone through anything like that before, right?
I mean, I guess in college ball, there's, you know, before the season started, you get your shit kicked in by the upperclassmen, and you gotta just figure it out. So me and some of the other guys would go to the cage and hit for hours and hours and have a couple beers and just talk about hitting. And
see, that's there you just summed it up. Yeah. That's the remedy. Go hit, go have a couple beers, talk through it.
Yeah,
let's go.
It's I mean, yeah, that was a great part of college. And some of my favorite memories, just in the cage with guys who wanted to get better and had no ego about their game, and just, you know, we still do that now.
The last thing, and I appreciate your time,
yeah,
is the College World Series is coming up.
Yeah.
And we're here to educate and inform and offer perspective.
Mm-hmm.
For those kids going into that, like, what is it like? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of those kids, it's probably the last time they'll play baseball. So just having that perspective and enjoying the moment with a lot of guys that you've probably spent 3 or 4 years of your life with. So it's really special. It's a very unique time when everyone's kind of in the same phase of life. And then there's a couple guys who will ultimately be big leaguers and stars and fortunately make a lot of money in this game. So it's... But when you're there, it's just all about, you know, trying to win a championship for your teammates and your school. So it's a very unique, special time in those guys' lives. And, you know, just kind of taking a step back and like really appreciating the moment was big for me. And I don't know, I guess I've had that fortunate enough to have like perspective and a lot of these guys won't play baseball again, and so it means a lot for a lot of different people. And hopefully they have a head coach that was as great as mine and meant as much as mine did to me at that time, Andy Lopez. So it'll be some of the best memories of their life.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
It's good. Iconic photo, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.